Training, I think, is crucial. It's undergoing a huge reform at the moment. We have this enormous debate going on at the moment between generalism and specialism. As chair of the SAC, I've been responsible for taking the revision of the curriculum to the GMC to try to get the proposal for having subspecialisation recognised. That process has been slightly halted and has stimulated a huge debate as to whether people should be trained as generalists and gain subspecialist experience subsequently. And I personally feel the pendulum has gone too far towards the specialisation route, in that I feel that there are too many trainees amongst you who feel you wish to be specific surgeons in a certain direction. I'm afraid that is not what the service needs. The service needs in general surgery individuals who can cope with the general surgery and also be able to deliver on their area of specialisation. If you concentrate on the specialisation, you will not have sufficient numbers to cope with the issues. And interestingly, in a recent survey done by the Association of GI Surgeons in Training, three quarters felt that by the end of training they had not got sufficient experience to go out and be a consultant. I think we have a problem. This is compounded.